Okay, today we are going to be talking about the different types of ghosts. Sorry, there's going to be noises in the background of my family talking, my sister singing. Just to note, I have 7 sisters and 2 brothers, so yeah, let's begin. The interactive personality. The most common of all ghosts spotted is usually of a deceased person, some you know, a family member, or perhaps even a historical figure. These ghosts can be friendly. Or not, but often show themselves to others in a variety of ways. They can become visible, they can speak or make noises, touch you, or even emit an odor like perfume or cigarette smoke, etc., to let you know that they are there. The ecto or echo mist. Ever seen a mist of or fog that almost looks like it's swirling? If so, you may be witnessing what paranormal investigators deem as an ectos mist or ghostly mist. This vaporous cloud usually appears 7 feet off the ground that can move swiftly or simply stay still, almost like it's orbiting. These ghostly encounters have been captured on many videos and in photographs and can be white, gray, or even black. Although they can simply appear this way, linger, and then move away quickly. Sometimes ectoplasm appear before becoming a full body apparition. Many people have witnessed them outdoors in graveyards, battlefields, and historical sites. The poltergeist. I feel like everybody knows that. Perhaps one of the most popular terms most of us have heard when it comes to ghosts, the word poltergeist actually means nosy ghost, because it is said to have the ability to move or knock things over, make noise, and manipulate the physical environment. While many of us have heard the term before, a poltergeist is usually one of the rarest forms of hunting, and to many, the most terrifying. Loud knocks, sounds, lights turning on and off, doors slamming, even fire breaking out mysteriously have all been attributed to this type of spiritual disturbance. Another frightening aspect of the poltergeist is that the event usually starts off slowly and mildly and then becomes too intensifying. And while many times poltergeist activity is harmless and ends quickly, they have been known to actually become dangerous. Some experts explain it is a mass form of energy that is living in a person, is controlling unknowingly. Whatever the case may be, poltergeist have caught the attention of paranormal enthusiasts and experts, scientists, and many others who are just plain curious. Orbs. Orbs are probably the most photographed type of anomaly. They appear as a transparent or ball of light that is hovering over the ground. Many ghost hunters and guests on ghosts and gravestones are surprised to see them in their photos. It is believed that orbs are the soul of human or even animal that has died and is traveling around from one place to another. The circular shape they take on makes it easier for them to move around and is often the first state they appear and before they become a full body apparition. If you're lucky enough to capture an orb on video, you'll be amazed by how fast they can move. In photographs, they're usually white but can be blue as well. The funnel ghost. Most often spotted in homes or old historical buildings, the funnel ghost or vortex is frequently associated with the cold spot. They usually take on the state of swirling funnel, and most paranormal experts believe that they are a loved one returning for a visit or even formal residence of the home. Appearing as a whips of light, of a swirling, spiraling of light, they are often caught in photographs or on videos. Okay, I'm sorry if this is bad, but I hope this helps you guys.